Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Friday, as we get closer and closer to the Sunday Monster Cast and the end of 2018, which, I'm going to talk a little bit about, a lot about coming on the Sunday Monster Cast. And it was a bad year. 2019 looks to be worse. I know. You don't want to hear this kind of stuff. But we will. I reminded you of a couple of rules that I live by yesterday on the program, that the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. Isn't that true? That's some of the old art of war, Sun Tzu. Okay? Very, very important that you keep that in mind as we move through 2018 and into 2019 for the remainder of the year. And, of course, the biggest one is that we cannot refuse to accept the situation. If we do so, that means we're living in denial, and denial can kill us, literally and metaphorically speaking. Metaphorically in the sense that Hillary Clinton got killed by Trump. Literally, those guys are coming at me from across the street. If I don't react, they could kill me. So you choose not to react, and you get killed. Because there are bad people. There are bad politicians. There are bad laws. There are bad regulations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to explore a lot of this as we move into 2019. But just to give you that brief synopsis from yesterday, that's what we talked about. So I want to carry that conversation, as I said I would yesterday, into today. And, you know, it's interesting. Most of the material that I get for the program comes to me in my sleep. Yeah, I don't mean that I'm not dreaming about it. But I happen to be awake sometimes. My alerts come in constantly. So I'm constantly finding things. If I happen to wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll start perusing some of these alerts and finding what I want that fits where I want to go with the program today. And today, the New York Times handed it to me. Again, sometimes this stuff just, you know, when you know you're doing the right thing, sometimes this stuff just comes to you. It comes to you all the time, in fact. Because one of the big things we discussed yesterday together was the media, correct? I told you, you know my hatred and disdain for the mainstream press. It is the mainstream press in America that is driving the divide, creating the wedge, and causing this hyperpartisanship in America today. That's absolutely correct. It is the mainstream press that is causing this. How do people become hyperpartisan? Where are they getting their information? They're getting it from sources that we've never had available to us before. It's not a coincidence that when you have all of this available instantaneous news, fake news, or I use the term news loosely, information, let's just call it information. When you've got information coming at you from all these various sources, and you can go out and find any source you want that reinforces your views, it only strengthens and hardens that partisanship. Take, for example, Fox News viewers versus CNN viewers or MSDNC viewers. I can promise you that the CNN viewers and the MSDNC viewers are far left and are getting drilled. If you go, all you have to do is go look at the headlines on either of their apps on any given day. And I do. I have to see this stuff. I hate it. Fox reinforcing my conservative viewpoints for the most part, but not nearly as well as MSDNC and CNN does for the left. And that concerns me, by the way. However, there are other places that we can go online on the internet. I can read Breitbart News. I can head over to Drudge Report and pick and choose what aggregate headlines I want to read. And the media does this intentionally. They're driving a political narrative. Each individual network, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all pushing the same political agenda. You can go on and watch each individual pundit from each individual station basically reinforcing the same talking points that are coming from the DNC. And this is very, very dangerous in America. And what does this have to do with your guns? My gosh, it has everything to do with your guns, because it is that agenda that they are pushing that is coming after your rights. And as I said yesterday, we will spend much more time on this on the weekend broadcast. I'll give you an example, a taste of it here in just a minute from the New York Times. Easy to do. But it is that driving narrative and agenda of the Democrat Party being pushed by the mainstream press that is causing such havoc and wreaking such a terrible toll on the psyche of America. And unfortunately, it's not going away anytime soon. So what did I find overnight that reinforced what we talked about yesterday a little bit, or what I want to talk with you as we head into the new year about? Because it's not as much talking about it and discussing you. It is. We're going to talk about it and discuss it. That's how we do it here. It's It's a talk radio show. But it's a warning, and it's a dire warning. I am literally warning you of what is getting ready to happen so that you can make the necessary changes in your life, whatever that has to be. Maybe it's reading more information. Maybe it's taking in less information. Maybe it's changing things about where you go during the day and people that you hang out with. Unfortunately, we're at that place in America today. Families are divided. I have some of that divide in my own family. There are certain things that we don't dare discuss, or I don't dare discuss. I get warned about it sometimes. We're coming in town. Don't talk about this to so-and-so. My response is satellite radio moment word that. But we generally don't. We have a good time with family. Don't get me wrong. Nobody hates each other. But when it comes to politics, you've probably experienced the same thing in your family. And it can get ugly. It can get ugly. It has a terrible detrimental impact on people's lives. And it's only getting worse, right? All right, so let's go. Before I go to the New York Times, what are you drinking in the studio today? Did you blow by the sign? I did. So this afternoon, I'm having a nice coffee. Hold on one second. Yeah. Got a machine down the hall, brewed me some iced coffee. It was wonderful. All right, New York Times. What came in the middle of the night that I'm referring to here? I read it. I said, oh, look at this. This is what I was talking about yesterday, so I'll use this as a tease. All right, let me give you the setup here. I subscribe to, you've heard of paywalls, right? You know, for example, if you go to Drudge Report and he's got a link up there and you open the link and it picks up, it says New York Times, it pops up, and then all of a sudden a little pop-up box comes up and says, you've used your free articles. I can't play those games. I don't have time for that crap, these paywalls. So I pay for certain things. Like the New York Times is an example. I pay like $4 a week or something to read the New York Times. And then you can go in and select what you want coming in. You know, your daily briefing, they call it. Well, of course, I get the opinion today from the New York Times. And I want you to take a listen to this today. Opinion today. This guy's name is David Leonard. He's an op-ed columnist with the New York Times. This is what you're going to see coming up. And I want to thank David for just handing it to me today. You know, liberals do that. They give away the store, right? Yeah, they can. They feel that they can because they feel that they control things. They're mediaites. They're the ones that are in control. They have the power. So they throw this crap out there having absolutely no idea how the other side sees or interprets what they've just read or what they've just written. Let me give you an example. This guy, David Leonard. While much of the country was focused on Donald Trump's shocking victory in the presidential election 2 years ago, now, let me see. I can't get past that. Here's why. This drives you nuts. While much of the country was focused on Donald Trump's shocking victory, it wasn't a shock to me. I predicted on this radio program that Donald Trump was going to win the election. And I predicted 300-plus electoral votes. It wasn't a shock to hundreds of millions of Americans living outside Los Angeles and New York off those two dopey leftist coasts. It was a shock to the liberals in the media in particular, who all but declared Hillary Clinton the victor a year before the election. So that tells you, just that first sentence tells you and gives you insight into how these people think. While much of the country was focused on Donald Trump's shocking victory, Republicans in North Carolina were attempting a brazen power grab. After their nominee, the sitting governor, lost re-election in November 2016, Republicans in the state decided to weaken the governor's office. The state legislature passed two bills stripping the governor of some powers, and the outgoing governor, Pat McCrory, signed them. To a liberal, that's what happened at that snapshot moment in time. To a Republican, it was saying, no way, we're going to rein in this run-amok liberalism that we're seeing across the country. We don't want it to grab a foothold here. We want to protect our culture in this state from this damaging, progressive, liberal disease. And for our purposes here on Armed American Radio, of course, that includes, obviously, the right to keep and bear arms. Now take a listen to what David Leonard continues. He says, in doing so, McCrory and his allies rejected the peaceful transfer of power that is essential to democracy. They instead chose the peaceful transfer of some power. This coming from a guy who probably championed Harry Reid's use of the nuclear option in the Senate, but cannot stand the fact the Republicans are doing the same thing because he disagrees and hates conservatives. Remember, compromise to a liberal, Democrat, progressive, socialist means agree with me or the hell with you. Leonard continues that along similar lines, Republicans in many states also pushed to make voting more difficult. They closed polling places, reduced voting hours, and introduced ludicrous bureaucratic hurdles. You know, like having to show an ID, right? That's a ludicrous bureaucratic hassle to a progressive Democrat who wants open borders, wants to keep polling places open 24/7, wants to be able to bus and drag anybody they can to a polling place, and wants to be able to have people vote whenever they want. This guy goes on in this piece to champion felons in Florida. This is liberal politics, and conservatives are trying to rein that in. It is that rampant disease running amok that also impacts our gun rights, because conservatives know if these people get a foothold in our state, we don't want to let that happen. This is what we're going to be faced with. A loss of our freedoms and a loss of our rights that comes along with socialist, Democrat, progressive policies. Back after this. Hey, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter yet to win your brand new gun from the USCCA? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends very soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, maybe 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, heck, even 24 AR-15s. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARM to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protector. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text ARM to 87222. That's ARMED to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back at you here in segment two, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on Friday afternoon, Friday evening, depending on when you're getting the broadcast, as we gear up for the Sunday Monster Cast and look back objectively on the previous year, 2018. And I give you some predictions going forward, and it's going to be a difficult program, quite frankly, because I'm going to have to talk about some things I don't like to have to talk about. And honestly, a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, didn't think I was going to have to. But funny how things change, isn't that right? Let me continue with this David Leonhardt piece on the New York Times briefly, because there is one paragraph in here I want you to hear. It roundly sums up what we're facing in 2019 from the media. And again, more on this on the Monster broadcast. It's not something that I cannot overstate the difficulty we're facing in 2019 when it comes to the press. Probably the biggest enemy of the right to keep and bear arms as we head into 2019 is going to be the mainstream media. I'll just, you know, again, that's pro tip. But take a listen to this. The efforts to restrict voting and the attempts at cheating have come overwhelmingly from Republicans. Yeah, you heard that right, right? Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, last I checked, Stacey Abrams wasn't a Republican, okay? Last I checked, Al Gore was not a Republican. It's unbelievable. While the efforts to expand voting access have come mostly from Democrats. Oh, we're trying to expand voting access. We want every illegal to vote. We don't want IDs. We don't want polling places that aren't used closed. We want anybody to be able to bus in anybody. We want early voting that really a year before the election. I mean, this is ludicrous. But this is what we're up against. Take a listen. The efforts to restrict voting and the attempts at cheating have come overwhelmingly from Republicans, while the efforts to expand voting access have come mostly from Democrats. The reason is obvious enough. Many Republicans have come to believe they will lose fair elections with high voter turnout. You have got to be satellite radio moment wording me. You've got to be. This coming from a party who, without an influx of illegal immigrants and open borders in this country, would never be able to retain power. So you get the idea of how vicious this fight is going to be just from the words of this one individual and his perception, because he believes what he's writing here. He says, in 2019 and beyond, I'll be rooting for more Republican leaders to decide they can win elections the old-fashioned way, by persuading more voters that they deserve to win. Until they do, I hope voters across the political spectrum will punish Republican politicians who decide they care more about power than democracy. You're hearing that correctly from the New York Times. You heard that correctly. This from a man representing Democrat socialists who literally want to break this country's back, open its borders to anybody in an attempt, a brazen attempt, to use his own words against him, to maintain and attain absolute power in this country and wipe out our culture as you've known it your entire lifetime. Very dangerous piece here, printed by the New York Times, the op-ed columnist David Leonhardt. I cannot overemphasize how dangerous this is going to be in 2019. Why? Why? Pro tip as we get into the Sunday Monster Show coming up in just a couple of days. Because it is outlets like this, it is people like him that are literally going to be controlling and driving the narrative, the anti-gun narrative. I knew you were asking, what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, doesn't it? because the biggest story coming out of the House, one of, the biggest will be the press's infatuation with Russia and all of the investigations. The second, number two, is going to be the attacks coming from the House on your gun rights. Because they are going to be common sense, because they are coming from progressive, liberal, socialist Democrats who care so much about gun violence. They don't give a crap about gun violence. They give a crap about taking away your guns, because they can't reach absolute power until they have them. They've already set the stage. Now, by going after semi-automatic, and see that, you see how they're changing that narrative now, right? Yeah, the term assault weapons is now being supplemented with semi-automatic assault weapon, because it sounds so devious and so scary. Why? Because that's the way the media is writing it and driving it and pushing it. You see how this works. As the attacks begin in the House, and they're going to, they will be ferocious. The mainstream press is going to demonize anyone who stands in the way of enacting common sense gun safety measures that the House of Representatives, who will be billed as, right, the people, reject. Think about this as we move forward. This is the type of stuff that I'm talking about moving into 2019. I know. It's going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough, because your rights are now on the line. Let's move on. Yeah, we'll move on. But we can't move far, right? Again, all of this is leading you into what's getting ready to happen on the Sunday Monster broadcast, some of the things we're going to talk about. We're going to put ourselves in an uncomfortable position, because we have to, with topics of discussion. But again, you know, there's going to be a big focus on the media coming up, on not just on Sunday, and it won't be the focus of 3 hours of the broadcast, but it's, I'm just going to, again, use and kind of reiterate some of what we're talking about now and use some other examples as well. But I want you to keep in mind, we don't, when I say we're going to move on, we don't have to go far, because Fox News earlier this morning ran a piece that was their headline. Anti-Trump Oakland mayor insists she did the right thing, quoting, in tipping off illegal immigrants about ICE raid. Yeah, she's a, what do you call her, Democrat, which means she's a socialist. That's the way the party identifies today. If you're a Democrat, you're a socialist. I don't care that you might say, no, I'm not. You are. That's what your party leadership is. You don't refuse to accept the situation. Embrace who you are at this stage of the game. We're not going to cut any slack to people on this program that want to change the way we live. Not going to happen. Her name is Libby Schaff, and it was about a year ago she warned illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, of an impending ICE raid coming up. There were over 800 illegal criminal aliens in her vicinity that she tipped off. And I want you to think about this. Wrap your head around an American mayor of an American city tipping off 800 criminal illegal immigrants who shouldn't be in this country, who put the lives of every single American citizen at risk, tipping off those criminal individuals who don't belong here to the fact that an American law enforcement agency was coming after them. And her comment is she has no regrets for her actions, and said that the Federal Immigration Agency, referring to ICE, has gone astray. I have no regrets, none. The more time goes by, the more certain I feel that I did the right thing in standing up for our community and pointing out our values are not aligned with our laws. Unbelievable. I know, it's hard to believe. We should be referring to this mayor by her inmate number. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You only have until Wednesday, if you haven't done this yet, to participate in the USCCA's gun giveaway, which is now rolling forward, but it ends on Wednesday, okay? This is where I tell you to text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Get your chance, up to 24 chances, actually, to win. Could be Glocks, could be Kimbers, could be AR-15s, could be SIGs, could be anything. You have just don't know. What I do know is if you don't participate, you're not going to win. But you have a chance to win and can get up to 24 chances to win by texting the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. ARMED to 87222. Please don't do that while you're driving, okay? I know. That's common sense driving safety, right? Okay? Text the word ARMED, ARMED, to 87222 before you run out of time. Wednesday is the final day. Wednesday's the final day. 87222. Okay. Yeah, the whole California thing. So why did I bring that up? What does this mayor in Oakland have to do with your gun rights? It has everything to do with your gun rights, right? It has everything to do with your guns. Why? Because, again, this is indicative of the ideology that we face that is controlling the House, and the campaign is going to be based on guns, gun rights. It's going to be a, play a huge part in 2020, and it's all going to happen. We're going to see it kind of morph from what happens in the House of Representatives with the help of the mainstream press, and this is yet another example of the lawlessness that we face and that the media will champion when it comes to our political rivals who hate our right to bear arms. Do you think this mayor will protect your gun? Of course not. This woman should be in prison. We should be referring to her by her California DOJ number, inmate number 37145627. Nothing short of that. This woman's actions are criminal. Trump called her out on that. But again, this is what we face moving forward in 2019. These are glaring examples, outright, just absolutely glaring examples of what we're going to be up against, okay? So keep this kind of stuff in mind and the kind of people that we're dealing with. That's why I mentioned that. Hey, by the way, let's not forget the illegal alien who is now being sought for murdering a California police officer. These are the type of people that they're protecting. I know it's hard. I'm sorry. I have to go back to that for just a second. I truly cannot wrap my head around an American politician, a leader of an American city, who would do this. It's unconscionable to me. But that's what the Democrat Party has become, and that's what the media champions. So again, very dangerous, very, very dangerous. All right, there's another story out here. Again, I'm gonna take two that I got alerts on Fox News before I go to Ohio Governor Kasich, who just got satellite radio moment word slapped upside the head by the Constitution. Yeah, right. By the Constitution in the state of Ohio and the U.S. Constitution. But first, two separate robbery attempts foiled when trains kill suspects. Now, I'm going to be the first one to advise you. If somebody grabs something out of your vehicle and runs off with it as you're coming back towards your car, are you going to draw your firearm and shoot at that fleeing felon who may have grabbed a box out of your car? If you do, you're going to go to prison in all 50 states. You will go to prison in all 50 states. And you've heard countless times on this radio program that we, while your ego may be damaged, while you may be angry about crime, I certainly would be, you cannot use deadly force to fire at a fleeing felon at that moment who didn't put your life in immediate jeopardy, as much as you'd love to drop him, right? Yeah. Yeah, because, see, I think my stuff that I work for is valuable, okay? Maybe we need to look at that. But the fact is, I'm not even going to get into that conversation. I'm not even going to go into the morals of that. That's a whole other topic of conversation. Because I believe you start taking people's crap, you start going after good, hardworking people, you lose all you. I'm not even going to save it for another show. I don't want to, not now, Shanto. I don't want to hear it right this second. But, okay, yeah, two separate robbery suspects foiled when trains kill suspects. Two robbers, get this, individual, two separate things. Both suspects were struck and killed by a train while they were attempting to get away from committing their crimes. One took happened in Brooklyn, I guess. The guy stole a cell phone, while the other death occurred when a guy took beer. He robbed a bunch of beer off of a freight train in the Bronx. These were two separate incidents in two separate places. Now, Fox News reported it as the tragic turn of events began around 4 p.m. When the cell phone crook robbed a Metro PCS store in Sheepshead Bay. So a 52-year-old thief, 52 years old, you got nothing better to do with your life at 52 years old than steal a cell phone from a Metro Peak. Come on, man. You're supposed to know better at that age. So I don't have any sympathy for you. When you're committing a crime, your own death, you brought your demise on. Whether that be at the hands of somebody who shouldn't have shot you but did, you brought that on because of your actions. Yeah, that right there is the statement to look at. You brought that on. Even if the guy or woman killed you and shouldn't have because you simply stole a box out of the car, you brought that on. You earned that demise. Sorry for you, pal. But I guess he he ducked into, quoting, a nearby Q train station and boarded a northbound train. While attempting to run through the subway cars, he fell off the train and was crushed underneath it. I don't feel any sympathy for the guy. I don't know what that makes me. Really, I do. Makes me sick and tired of people like this at 52 years old that can't do anything better with their life than go after and scare the crap out of and steal other people's things. He got what he deserved. Did he deserve it, though, to die? Because he got it. That he deserves it because it that's what happened. So, yeah, he got exactly what he deserved. You think that's coincidence? I don't. In a completely separate incident, I mean, coincidentally, very bizarrely, the same type of incident, right? A 41-year-old guy was running away. Dude, when you're 41 years old and you're running away from something, that's a problem even in and of itself, isn't it? Yeah, but this guy was running away. He was hit and killed by a separate freight train. I don't feel bad for him. Oh, you don't. Well, come on. He was stealing beer. I don't care what he was stealing. He was stealing. This ain't his first rodeo. These 41 years old, and that's what you have to do. Now, I'm going to get a whole lot of crap from that. You want to send me a crappy email? Go ahead. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Send it to me. I'll be more than happy to engage you. When you decide to deprive another American citizen of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, and if their pursuit of happiness means having a lot of beer that you don't have, you've earned your own demise. You put yourself in that position that resulted in your death. Yeah, I'm not saying that I can't pray for your soul and that I feel sorry for you as a human being for having put yourself there, but you put yourself there. I have some advice for you. You know, if both of you were sitting home on the house, sitting home on the couch, eating potato chips, you'd both be alive today, okay? There's my advice for you. Yeah, pro tip. Eat potato chips, don't commit crimes, you might stay alive, right? Yeah, unbelievable, I know. Let's move on to Governor Kasich. This guy's let me tell you, I'm no fan of Governor Kasich. I like James Comey, I put the two of these guys together. Like James Comey, I wish this guy would just go the hell away. Kasich seems to think. Now, remember, he's the guy that, you know, tried to stay in the primary. Trump thumped him and bashed him and embarrassed him. And these are the people that have no shame. They just keep coming back for more. Kasich is right up there with James Comey. Comey, for some reason, thinks that Americans...